beautiful stories from Shakespeare by Edith Nesbit. Hermia and Lysander were lovers, but Hermia's father wished her to marry another man named Demetrius. Now, in Athens, where they lived, there was a wicked law by which any girl who refused to marry according to her father's wishes might be put to death. Hermia's father was so angry with her for refusing to do as he wished that he actually brought her before the Duke of Athens to ask that she might be killed if she still refused to obey him. The Duke gave her 4 days to think about it, and at the end of that time, if she still refused to marry Demetrius, she would have to die. In Sicily is a town called Messina, which is the scene of a curious storm in a teacup that raged several hundred years ago. It began with sunshine. Don Pedro, Prince of Aragon in Spain, had gained so complete a victory over his foes that the very land whence they came is forgotten. Feeling happy and playful after the fatigues of war, Don Pedro came for a holiday to Messina, and in his suite were his stepbrother, Don John, and 2 young Italian lords, Benedict and Claudio. Romeo and Juliet. Once upon a time, there lived in Verona 2 great families named Montague and Capulet. They were both rich, and I suppose they were as sensible in most things as other rich people. But in one thing they were extremely silly. There was an old quarrel between the 2 families, and instead of making it up like reasonable folks, they made a sort of pet out of their quarrel and would not let it die out.